right, we continue to follow the latest developments in this terror attack in New York City and New Jersey. Pipe bombs, pressure cooker bombs. There's been a raid on a house in Elizabeth, New Jersey this morning. And they are looking for a suspect, a man by the name of Ahmad Khan Rahami, 28 years old. They've set out an all-points bulletin for this guy. Joining us on the line right now, former D.C. homicide detective, law enforcement expert Rod Wheeler. Rod, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so from a law enforcement standpoint, it looks like things are moving fairly quickly here.
That's right. Well, over the weekend, as everyone knows, it was a very busy weekend for law enforcement all across the country, not just in the Manhattan area, but obviously up in Minnesota as well, as the authorities tried desperately to try to put the pieces together as to what exactly was going on, whether or not any of these cases were related. And as you just talked about, Brian, we've been able to identify an individual, 28-year-old individual, that was possibly living in the Elizabeth City, New Jersey area. And there is an active manhunt on for this person now. The challenge for law enforcement is whether or not this guy is connected with other individuals in the New Jersey area, in the Bronx, New York area. And that's why you have so many federal and local state agencies trying to find this guy.
And, you know, we keep being told, Rod, that when you get a backpack full of incendiary devices that haven't gone off, it allows police officers to really, really find a trace on people because of physical evidence. Is that the case?
That's right. And a lot of listeners are probably wondering, how were they able to come up with this guy so quickly? Here's what I suspect, because this is what I would have been doing if this was my investigation. Anytime an IED device or any type of incendiary device does not go off, what it's going to do is leave you a treasure trove of evidence. And that evidence initially is going to be matched with other evidence from other situations. So that's what they did initially, I believe. They looked at the evidence that was left in Chelsea, and then they looked at the evidence that was left in Seaside, New Jersey. And then, as you know, overnight, there were more bombs found in New Jersey. So they start putting these pieces together. Now, what kind of evidence could they have found in addition to the material that was used to make the bombs? They could have gotten DNA evidence off of some of that material. They could have gotten fingerprints and all kinds of things. So I think that's what they were able to do pretty quickly, and then they were able to identify this individual also by way of a video of someone pulling a backpack down the street in Chelsea, Manhattan, right before the bomb went off. So all of these things put together led them to this suspect that they're looking for today, Ahmad Rahami.
I'm constantly amazed that when there's an incident that occurs, just how quickly police get their hands on the videos from the security cameras and all that. Those have become, everybody seems to have a security camera now, and those have become a major tool for law enforcement when they start to investigate crimes, right?
They are a major tool for law enforcement, Brian, but I have to tell you that I think we should credit citizens and citizen participation, because believe it or not, a lot of people call into the police department with help or with evidence that will help us in an investigation such as this. There was a lot of cameras on that block, 23rd Avenue in New York, and because it's Monday morning now and Sunday evening, a lot of people went back to their businesses. They started retrieving that video. They called the police. So we really credit a lot of that to the help of the community.
And so now, given that, if there's a manhunt going on, what exactly happens? And by the way, they've already increased security in New York City, and Barack Obama is going to be heading to New York this week. I mean, the situation must be unbelievably challenging as you have a Monday rush hour going on in New York City, of all places, and now they're trying to conduct a manhunt.
That's right, a manhunt. Not only for this one guy, though. Again, let me caution you, there may be other individuals involved. Matter of fact, some investigators are calling it a cell that was actually operating in northern New Jersey and parts of Brooklyn. So, you know, there may be several individuals that they're looking for. The other thing, too, that you don't want to miss, the fact that this may have international ties, meaning, you know, this individual could have specifically been instructed by ISIS, Al-Qaeda, or one of those organizations as to how to pull this thing off. And that's why the FBI is looking at that angle as well.
So how
we're going to find this guy eventually, probably over the next couple of days. The question is, are there any other bombs out there? We don't know that.
Rob, this is the most populated area of the United States of America, the greater New York City area. You're talking about, northern New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn. How do you do a manhunt for one guy? How do law enforcement officers conduct this?
Well, the first thing you want to do is go to his known hangouts, his known whereabouts. There were cell phones. This is some good information. There were some cell phones attached to some of these pressure cooker bombs. Had those cell phones been used before? Where did they come from? What areas were they purchased in? The numbers that were affiliated and affixed to those cell phones. That's how you work an investigation. You work it backwards, and then you try to determine who was this guy's associate. So yesterday, I don't know if you guys heard this, but there was a couple of search warrants that was executed in the Brooklyn, I think in the Bronx area of New York, at a couple of residences. I suspect one of those, if not both of those residences, had something to do with this guy, Ahmad Rahami. And once you get those search warrants, you get into his place where he lived, you start looking at his computer, you'd be surprised the amount of evidence that you get. So you work the investigation backwards, you go to his known hangouts, you go to his known associates, and then you try to nab him that way.
All right, Rod, listen, thank you very much. Very good stuff and very helpful given the fact that we're right in the middle of a manhunt as we speak.